CNN. Keep it here.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. It's another big loss in Hollywood. Actress Debbie Reynolds has died, even as the family was just beginning to plan the funeral for her daughter, Carrie Fisher.
Her son, Todd Fisher, brother of Carrie Fisher, who died the day before, told Variety that his mother wanted to be with Carrie. That's what she told him. And he said she was heartbroken and under a lot of stress over her daughter's death. Reynolds was rushed to the hospital early Wednesday afternoon after suffering a massive stroke.
Just get up and do your job, and your job is to learn to be the best that you can be.
Debbie Reynolds talking about the advice she received once from Fred Astaire. It all began for her when she was 16 years old in 1948 and crowned Miss Burbank. She caught the eye of a talent agent.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But her real leap to stardom came in 1952 at the tender age of 19, singing and dancing with Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor in Singing in the Rain. She received Oscar, Golden Globe, and Emmy nominations, and received the Life Achievement Award from the Screen Actors Guild last January.
Correspondent Jim Roop reporting Debbie Reynolds was 84. An Eastern Shore sheriff's deputy remains in critical condition this hour after being shot by a suspect last night. Deputy Warren Scott Hogan of the Queen Anne's County Sheriff's Department is said to be out of surgery now. Hogan was shot last night by a man with a shotgun while on a domestic call. Hogan returned the suspect's fire and injured him. No word, though, on the suspect's condition. 2016 turned into a year of tragedies and transitions for the region's law enforcement.
Prince William County Officer Ashley Gwinden shot and killed on her first day on duty, February 27th.
We will carry our brothers and sisters from Prince William County forward.
Prince George's Police Union President John Telecci would find a tragedy hitting even closer to home just 3 weeks later.
An unwarranted, unprovoked attack on our police officers at a police station.
Officer Ja'Kai Colson was shot and killed. The Freddie Gray drama in Baltimore continued for the first half of the year until...
This system is in need of reform.
State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby dropped all remaining cases against officers. Baltimore Police Union head Gene Ryan.
Simply could not accept the evidence. She had her own agenda.
D.C. saw its long-tenured chief depart.
I owe my life to the city, to the residents, and to the department.
Kathy Lanier taking a job with the NFL. And remembering a Montgomery County cop killed by a drunk driver, Noah's law was passed, strengthening Maryland's drunk driving laws. Noah Liotta's father, Rich.
But most importantly, I'd like to thank all of our men and women in blue.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is firing back at Secretary of State John Kerry, who tore into Israel for settlement building on land claimed by the Palestinians. Netanyahu says, quote, Israelis do not need to be lectured about the importance of peace by foreign leaders. The Obama administration's getting set today to detail the retaliatory measures it'll take against Russia for its meddling in the U.S. presidential election.
For the first time, we're going to hear names, we're going to see sanctions, we're going to see all the diplomatic moves that the Obama administration believes is proportional to response to what the Russians were trying to do this year.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Flags in Maryland are at half-staff today to honor a fallen soldier from Montgomery County.
Sergeant First Class Alan Brown of Tacoma Park died earlier this month at Walter Reed National Medical Center. Back on November 12th, a suicide bomber detonated an improvised explosive device inside the base at Bagram, Afghanistan. Governor Larry Hogan now ordering flags to be lowered for the day in Brown's honor. He's the second soldier from Tacoma Park in recent months to die from wounds suffered in Afghanistan. Staff Sergeant Adam Thomas was killed by a bomb blast back in October. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,834, the NASDAQ at 54,39. Sports, number 12, Virginia upsets number 6, Louisville. Virginia Tech wins, Georgetown loses. NBA, the Wizards win. NHL, the Caps host New Jersey tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen iPhone store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Stores. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, right now, 395 southbound just before the Beltway. Watch out for a disabled truck blocking the right lane. Anacostia Freeway, southbound from the Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. Bumper to bumper, it's about a 10-minute commute. Route 50 eastbound, just past Davidsonville Road, was still dealing with an accident blocking the right shoulder. And westbound on Route 50, approaching the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, watch out for an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder, and police still very much on the scene. No mass transit issues right now. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories, west and north, places like Front Royal, Winchester, and up toward Hagerstown. It's rain here, cold rain at that, then some sun this afternoon, a gusty wind 52. Colder tonight, clear 35. Tomorrow, gusty winds in the afternoon, 41, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Centerville, 34 in Bowie, 41 degrees in Washington. Barack Obama says his friends never call him Mr. President. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:35, we're going to check in with Jake Tapper of CNN. Get his reflections on this remarkable year we're ending here, 2016. I'm Larry Conner. Brian Wilson is on vacation.
They can choose to live together in one state, or they can separate into two states. But here is a fundamental reality. If the choice is one state, Israel can either be Jewish or Democratic. It cannot be both.
A remarkable statement from an American Secretary of State yesterday, John Kerry, delivering those words on what could very well be the final major speech from the Obama administration. Meanwhile, while this speech is being delivered and John Kerry is sort of upending long-held positions of the United States of America with regard to our vitally important ally in the Middle East, Barack Obama was in Hawaii enjoying his last vacation. Joining us right now, Bill Kristol, the founding father of the Weekly Standard and a very good man. Good to talk to you today, Bill.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm all right, but I am vexed. First of all, can you decipher what John Kerry was saying there? Because it sounds to me like he's calling for an end to the Jewish state of Israel.
I mean, it's so hard to even listen to him, that pompous, blowhard, you know, self-important, self-righteous tone. I mean, I didn't watch or listen to the speech, because it would just shorten my life by months, if not years, you know.
Well, so, we don't want that.
Well, yeah, that would be, yes, exactly. We should all avoid that if possible. I mean, it's the standard left-wing talking point that somehow Israel, I mean, most Israelis would prefer a two-state solution and a Palestinian state. Unfortunately, there's no prospect in the near future of there being a Palestinian state that's not a terror state. So what's so dishonest about what Kerry's saying is as if Israel has the choice. They could just snap their fingers and say, oh, two states, you know, you just take it, it's done. What's really even more disgusting about what Kerry said is Israel has gone to a lot of trouble and a lot of pain and effort over its 68 years of existence to be both a Jewish and a democratic state. Arabs, Christians, Muslims have full rights in Israel. There are 13, I think, Arab members of the Knesset. There's a legal system that treats everyone the same. It's a Jewish state. It makes it a little more complicated than in the American situation where we have more separation of church and state. But I've been to Israel several times. Christians, Muslims have full rights, full civil rights. And so the notion that anyway, this real effort, this historic effort, really, to have a Jewish and democratic state, that John Kerry just snaps his fingers and says, well, it can't be a Jewish and democratic state because, for the time being, there are these disputed territories where people have, incidentally, quite a lot in the way of civil rights. They don't have full political equality or independence, obviously, because it's contested and because there are Jewish settlements and Arab settlements, and then parts of it are, you know, but it's peaceful for now. There's economic growth for now. Kerry's thing is so irresponsible. I mean, I can't think of a good analogy, but it's as if you have a very difficult situation, people are making the best of it, and he just snaps his fingers and says, come on, guys, get with it here. You know, it's within your power to make this all work. It's just ridiculous. And,
yeah.
just to do it on the way out the door, to complicate the Trump administration's efforts in the Middle East, it's just a slap at Israel, really, an attempt to weaken Israel.
And Charles Krauthammer made the point yesterday on Fox News Channel on a special report that although it's an infuriating and offensive speech, 60 days from now it will be forgotten. It will really not have any consequence. But I wonder if that's true. I mean, even if it's in the waning days of the Obama administration, when the Secretary of State of the United States of America uses that bully pulpit to make a statement like this, is there a certain level of weight that goes along with that is going to be very difficult to walk back?
No, that's a good point, Larry. But I'd say yes. But on the other hand, also, it's an opportunity in a way for friends of Israel in the U.S., for the Trump administration, and for Israel, actually, to clarify things. I mean, so let's have an honest, grown-up discussion about what could be done. Let's not just keep saying two-state solution, two-state solution. There's not going to be one in the next few months or probably the next few years, unfortunately, because the Palestinians won't accept a Jewish state. So then right. What is a sensible American policy with regard to the so-called settlements, some of which are, you know, half a mile outside Jerusalem and on land that was purchased by Jews that was unoccupied? It's not going to be given up. No one shouldn't be given up. There's no reason in fairness why it should be given up. There was no Palestinian state before 67 when Israel took over the territories that are now disputed. So the whole thing, I think, allows maybe for a fresh start for okay. Trump and for, in a sense, for the U.S.-Israeli relationship. And I think it forces people here to get a little more serious about, well, what is our policy towards Israel? There's been a lot, you know, the peace process has been going on for 20 years. It hasn't brought peace. It's just people are now deeply invested in the process. Maybe it would be better to step back and take a clear-eyed look at the situation. So,
yeah.
And I'd say with the UN, incidentally, where there really are could be consequences, unfortunately, of what of the American abstention in the Security Council the other day. There, too, let's have a serious debate about the UN. I've been talking to the people about that the last 2-3 days around the office of the Weekly Standard, but also just, you know, people in town and people who follow this closely. And everyone said, well, of course, we, you know, can need to work with the UN. And I've been saying, well, why? What is the UN? Is the UN on net a force for good in the world? Does it create more peace or less? Does it save lives, or does it end up being an excuse for people not to act and intervene to save lives? Look at Syria. Look at Rwanda 20 years ago. Was it good to have this debated endlessly in the UN Security Council on Israel? Have they been a force, a constructive force, or a destructive force? I think a serious debate on U.S. policy towards the UN. I'm not an America firster. I'm not an isolationist.
Right.
I think we need to be part of a lot of international organizations, but I'm not sure the UN should be one of them.
I think you're right, Bill Kristol. This is the first thing that I thought of when I saw this go down last Friday, was this could very well reopen the discussion about whether the UN has lost any real relevancy in our culture, in this world. Other than UNICEF, I don't see any positive coming out of that organization. And let's face it, it's archaic, isn't it? This was created at a very different time in a very different world. You look at the Security Council makeup, the U.S., Great Britain, France, Russia, and China all have veto power. Is that really, if we were remaking the UN today based on the world map, is that what we would do?
No, you're right. It hasn't changed in 70 years. It's a sort of version of reactionary liberalism. As I say, it hurts efforts to help people often. It doesn't help. And the UN itself has such a bad record of wasting money and of UN people committing crimes and so forth. But look, and I think your mention of UNICEF is an interesting one. There are a lot of international organizations that do a lot of good work. Let's just stipulate, I don't know much about most of them in detail, but let's assume the World Health Organization is a good thing. It existed before the UN. It exists separately from the UN.
Right.
Interpol, weights and measures, maritime, you know, all kinds of coordinations with other nations can happen without having the pretense of a General Assembly with 190-plus nations having meaningless debates and votes, or a Security Council with Russia and China having vetoes, along with France and Britain, no India, no Germany, none of the other great powers, and then having this ludicrous, think of what happened with that resolution. Who introduced it? Senegal, New Zealand, I think a couple of other countries. Does Senegal and New Zealand have an intelligent point of view? Do they even have any skin in the game about what should happen in terms of this complicated several hundred miles that exist between Israel and Jordan?
None.
I mean, how insane is that? I mean, just think about it for a minute. And why are people taking seriously a vote of Senegal and New Zealand about how what happens in the West Bank or Judea and Samaria, call it what you want, how that should be arranged? I mean, that just shows how crazy the situation is.
Right.
And so I think a really healthy debate and a very far-reaching debate about the UN is something we should all engage in over the next months and year.
I agree. And frankly, as we're closing closing out this year, you know better than anyone, Bill Kristol, that we've seen a lot of issues that separated us and made the political discourse in this town and in this country a lot more vitriolic than it needed to be. Things like this are things that we can all agree on. Issues, even Chuck Schumer chastised John Kerry yesterday. This is actually an opportunity for President-elect Donald Trump to hit the ground running and actually find some issues that we as Americans can coalesce around. I hope he takes advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, I think he can get bipartisan support. And I think it also means the Trump administration could be a time when there really is far-reaching debate, kind of an opening of a door. Some of it's inadvertent, you might say. Trump just kicked some doors open. Maybe he should have just opened the lock more carefully. But nonetheless, you know, let's have a real debate about a whole bunch of issues that have been sort of swept under the carpet. It's not a bad thing for the country.
Great point. Thank you, Bill Kristol. Happy New Year to you. Great talking with you.
You too, Larry. See you next week.
Bill Kristol says it's time for a debate on some of these very vital issues. Well, let's have the debate right now, and let's start with the UN. Based on what we've seen over the last week and how the UN can be used and abused by those members who are sitting on the Security Council and even by a, frankly, rogue, renegade, outgoing administration like the one we're living under right now, does it mean that the UN has outlived its existence? Do we need to reevaluate whether we're even part of the UN? What would you do to change the UN and make it more relevant? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. It's 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, 395 southbound just before the Beltway. We're still dealing with a disabled truck blocking the right lane. Not only are police on the scene, but now a tow truck is there. The Dulles Greenway westbound from the airport to the Leesburg Bypass is an 11-minute commute. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, bumper to bumper. And in Woodbridge, Gordon Boulevard at 95 southbound, we have ongoing police activity because of an earlier hazmat situation. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still seeing some rain out there, and in some of the colder areas north and west of the city, still a little bit of a wintry mix, or at the very least, incredibly cold raindrops. It's all going to end by the time we hit noon. Sun's going to be out, and we'll have a high of 52 degrees today. Tonight, clear skies, low around 35. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Winds start kicking up tomorrow. The high is 41 there on Friday. Right now, it's 40 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:17 on WMAL.
The nation's gun show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The nation's gun show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at cegunshows.com.
I am compelled to respond today that the United States did, in fact, vote in accordance with our values. Just as previous U.S. administrations have done at the Security Council before us.
That's just a lie right there. That's a lie. This basic same resolution has been presented to multiple Security Councils in the past. And we have said no. We have vetoed. We have exercised our veto power and killed the resolution as it should have been killed. But no, not with this administration, not on last Friday, not the outgoing Obama administration trying to do as much harm as possible. Finally, though, let's be clear here. Here's the great thing about what's happened here. With the abstention rather than the no vote, obviously, the Obama administration is not doing what we have done in the past and voting our values. It's contrary to our values. It's contrary to the way that we have voted in the past, number one. But number two, between that abstention and John Kerry's speech yesterday, one of possibly the most anti-Israel speeches I've ever heard from an American politician, we at least have the Obama administration and John Kerry telling us how they really feel. You know, what John Kerry said yesterday is 180 degrees than what he said about Israel and the Middle East when he was running for president. So did he change his mind? Are things on the ground different there in Jerusalem than it was back in 2004? Really? Or is he just now finally telling us the truth? If Barack Obama had run in 2008 on this anti-Israel agenda that we've seen play out in the last 6 days of 2016, I think he may have had trouble winning the presidency. But now we know where they really stand, and it's doing some damage. And the first bit of damage, it's not, by the way, it's not going to do damage to Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu will protect his people and will protect his nation at all costs. Count on it. that's something you can take to the bank. But let's be clear. It damages our relationship with Israel. It damages our prestige in the world. And frankly, it damages the relevance of the United Nations. Let's think about it for a minute. Why do we even have the United Nations at this point? Does anyone care what the UN says? Israel's going to ignore this, as well they should. And if the UN Security Council had voted anything like this resolution about Israel, if they had voted for it about Russia, can you imagine them chastising Russia over the Crimea Peninsula? Or chastising Pakistan? Or chastising the United States of America? We would ignore it too. We're not going to have a foreign entity tell us what we need to give up. This is land that the Israel won defending themselves against a hostile invader. So what if the UN says we need to give Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California back to the Mexicans? We're going to say, okay. Of course not. Don't even get me started on Hawaii. So we would ignore it, as well we should, and as Israel will. Why do we have a UN at this point? It's meaningless. And also, let's talk about the construct for a moment. It was set up post-World War II. And because of that, the allied countries at that time, the Soviet Union, now Russia, China, the United Kingdom, France, and the United States, had five permanent seats on the council, and they have veto power over any resolution. Now, the same people here in America who decry the Electoral College for being undemocratic, the same people who decry the Electoral College for not being a proper representation of the will of the American people and say we need to do away with the Electoral College because it's a false reflection on what the voters want in this country, they're the same ones who will embrace the idea that five countries can veto an idea in this international body. Think about that for a minute. And think about those five countries again. China, Russia, Great Britain, France, and the United States. Where's the Muslim representation? Or the Arab representation? Where's the African representation? The UN Security Council is an inherently racist entity. There is no African nation granted a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. It shouldn't exist, and liberals should agree. But they won't because they're actually not pro-democracy and they're not pro fair play. All right. I blithered on. I want your calls, though. Stay on the line. 888-630-WMAL. Rethinking the UN. It's 822.
As we close out the year, we'll talk about scriptures that apply to the cancer journey. Join Reverend Percy McCray for Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
Sundays at 6 a.m. on WMAL.
So you're done opening the presents. You're evaluating the Hanukkah, the Christmas, the, you know, you had a righteous Kwanzaa. And now you're saying, well, what was the best present? That's what you do. And I know you may not say, oh, all the presents are equal and we love them all. No, this isn't the Karl Marx Christmas. You've got some superior presents. So what was your favorite present? If you got the gift of youth, that would be at the top of the list, right? If somebody gave you a gift that made you look 15 or 20 years younger, wouldn't you pick that one out as number one? Of course it would. And no, I'm not talking about some skateboard or hoverboard that makes you look like just an old fool trying to look young. No, I'm literally talking about looking younger with Esotique XV. The results are amazing with this product. So if you didn't get it for yourself right now. Esotique XV. It's going to make those lines on your face that make you look older than you should just virtually disappear. And if not, you'll get your money back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you call now, you'll get Genucel for bags and puffiness, plus the legendary deep firming serum and shipping for free. Three free gifts, and you'll get your money back if you're not amazed. 800-525-2720 or check them out at xvbeauty.com.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-800-USA-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-800-USA-MATH. 1-800-872-6284.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, Larry, 395 southbound, just before the Beltway, we're dealing with a disabled truck. Been there for a while, blocking the right lane. Police and a tow truck still on the scene. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, bumper to bumper. Alexandria, Richmond Highway northbound at Jeff Todd Way, there's a crash blocking the right lane. Police are there too. And Gordon Boulevard at 95 southbound in Woodbridge. Police activity as a cleanup of a hazmat situation continues. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. Learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather and a wet morning coming in as the mild air will win out. West and north winter weather advisories. Any rain around here in the district this morning will end. Breaks the sun later. Gusty winds 52. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees in the nation's capital at 827.
Israel can either be Jewish or democratic. It cannot be both.
A remarkable statement by your Secretary of State on his way out the door, leaving a bit of a dumpster fire with regard to U.S.-Israel relations that, according to the indications we're seeing between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President-elect Donald Trump, the relationship will be repaired. But what about the relevance of the United Nations at this point, as people are outraged that this happened? How about Josh in Leesburg? Josh, you're on WMAL.
Yes. First, the U.S. needs to be out of the U.N. and then get the U.N. out of the U.S. It's a lot of valuable real estate there in New York. Let's turn that. Let's see if Trump wants to buy that and put up a nice hotel there. Or let's put up some inner city housing or something. We can move the U.N. to, how about Iran? And then we can give our veto powers to Somalia. So this way everybody else will be happy. For Kerry, what he said is just absolutely crazy, because Israel currently is a Jewish democratic state.
Yes.
And it's our only ally.
Exactly. Thank you, Josh. That's the obvious flaw in his argument. It's the only working, functioning democracy where people have the freedom to practice their religion in that region, and it is a Jewish state, and that's what makes it so strong. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Avert Express, a leading transportation provider since 1971, is proud to be a part of the Hagerstown community. Avert is hiring CDLA experienced drivers, trainees, and driving school grads for our regional driving positions. There's also a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Give Avert a call at 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Or visit www.avertcareers.com and be a part of our growing team in Hagerstown. Avert is an equal opportunity employer.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll remember the life and legacy of Debbie Reynolds, and also we'll check in with CNN's Jake Tech.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An Eastern Shore Sheriff's deputy is fighting for his life this morning after being shot and gravely wounded last night. Authorities say Queen Anne's County Deputy Warren Scott Hogan was hit by a shotgun blast while on a domestic call in Chestertown. Hogan shot back, hitting the man who'd shot him. No word on the suspect's condition. Hollywood has been stunned by the death of Debbie Reynolds, who died just a day after her daughter, actress Carrie Fisher.
Like her daughter Carrie, Debbie Reynolds got her start in show business at a young age.
I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above.
She launched to fame with the classic Singin' in the Rain, and Reynolds kept singing, even amid storm clouds in her personal life. Her marriage to singer Eddie Fisher coming to a very public end when he left her for Elizabeth Taylor. Reynolds left the marriage with her chin up, continuing a long and prolific career. Her perseverance and asset she had in common with her daughter, Carrie Fisher. The mother and daughter sharing a warm resilience and shining brightly under a white-hot limelight that scorched countless others.
Are you proud of me?
I'm very proud of my daughter.
I'm Reed Binion.
President Obama and President-elect Donald Trump may be working on patching things up.
The two spoke by phone yesterday and seemed to smooth things over. Trump is even now brushing off Obama's dig that he would have won in an election matchup. Trump told reporters yesterday that no one is ever really going to know.
Correspondent Scott McClain. Russia says when Donald Trump is sworn in, his administration is welcome to join the Syria peace talks. Moscow today said it has reached a Syrian ceasefire deal with Turkey, which has been supporting the Syrian opposition. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,834. The NASDAQ at 54,39. Sports, the Wizards win. College ball, Virginia wins. Virginia Tech wins. Georgetown loses. NHL, the Caps host New Jersey tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, looking to take cash out, or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, on 395 southbound, just before the Beltway, a disabled truck. The right lane is blocked because of it, but shouldn't be too much longer. A tow truck is on the scene. There is a crash westbound on Route 32 at 198. Alexandria, Richmond Highway northbound at Jeff Todd Way, a collision. It has been moved over to the shoulder. Police and a tow truck on the scene there as well. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's about a 9-10 minute commute. No mass transit issues at the moment. And now the 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories west and north with mainly a cold rain here this morning. It'll be tapering off and we'll get a little sun this afternoon. Temperatures make it near or above 50 degrees with a west-northwesterly wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Stafford, 37 in Frederick, 41 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
836 on WMAL. I'm Larry O'Connor. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Brian is on vacation, and joining us right now is Jake Tepper of CNN. He, of course, is the anchor of The Lead every day, 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and also State of the Union every Sunday. Hey, Jake, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Larry.
So you've got your Sunday show coming up, and I got to think most shows this Sunday are going to be doing a special retrospective on 2016 or a look ahead to 2017 or a little of both. What have you got on tap?
We'll be looking ahead. In 2017, we sit down with four members of Congress and talk about areas where they think there will be action, areas where they think there'll be disagreement. We'll sit down with some reporters who covered Trump and talk about what the Trump White House is going to be. And then also take a look ahead at some news stories that we think will be coming down.
You know, when you look at some of the things that we might be able to find some agreement on in the early parts of the Trump administration, I wonder if our relationship with Israel might float to the top. We just spoke with Bill Kristol earlier in this hour, and as you know, Bill is a sort of a poster child for many of the disagreements that happened within the Republican Party and the conservative movement. But after the abstention last Friday at the UN and then John Kerry's speech yesterday, you're seeing Chuck Schumer come out and say things that you could hear coming from the Trump administration. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I know that there will be a big effort by some Republicans. Well, first of all, I'm assuming that there will be a bipartisan effort that will pass to express support for Israel and condemn the UN Security Council resolution. What comes after that, though, is I think more of a question. There will be a move by some people, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, others, to threaten to withdraw funding for the UN from the United States government until that UN Security Council resolution is rescinded. That I don't know if that will pass. If so, that would be, you know, a very big controversy, I assume. On the other hand, they might wait until President Trump takes office before they actually try to do that, since I think President Obama would likely veto it. And President Trump, I don't know what he would do.
Yeah. Over the course of the next 4 or 5 weeks here in Washington, Jake, one of the top stories will be confirmation hearings, what happens at them and how the parties sort of line up there in the Senate in their advising consent role. What do you think is going to be some of the more interesting ones to watch? I think most people are looking at Jeff Sessions and now suddenly Tom Price. You're hearing that the Democrats are really going to try to stop Price or at least put a few roadblocks in the way for Tom Price, who's going to be the new Health and Human Services Secretary.
I think Price, based on his positions, especially when it comes to Obamacare, especially when it comes to contraception, I think you'll see a lot of Democrats objecting to a lot of things that he has said and positions he holds. When it comes to Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State nominee, I think you'll see, first of all, a big fight by Democrats objecting to the fact that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee under Senator Bob Corker is not asking for him to provide his tax returns, even though obviously he is an international businessman, ExxonMobil CEO, mm-hmm. and there are questions about what business interests he has around the world, which obviously are relevant for a Secretary of State nominee. So that in itself, I think, will be an issue. And then Rex Tillerson, and who I do expect at this point, at least, will be confirmed. I do think he'll emerge as something of a lightning rod when it comes to questions about the position that Trump has when it comes to Russia. I think Rex Tillerson, because of his close friendship and ties to Putin, I think that will make him something of a lightning rod. And then, I think there will be a lot of hay made about the role that Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary nominee, had in that bank that foreclosed on hundreds of people during the housing crisis. I don't think that there will be very many nominees who won't have some tough questions put to them. I think James Mattis, the former Marine general who's nominated to be Secretary of Defense, I think he'll likely have the easiest time out of everyone.
So funny you should say that, and I was going to bring up General Mattis next, because I'm picking that up too. Suddenly, General James Mattis seems to be this town's most popular selection for a cabinet position in the new Trump administration. And I wonder if, I know that you've got great sources at the Pentagon in the national security arena. I wonder if you're hearing the same stuff that I'm hearing, that General Mattis let the president-elect know that he intended to be his own man and run his own ship over there at the Pentagon.
Well, that's how he does his job, but he's very respected on a bipartisan basis. People, Democrats and Republicans, respect the job he did. And he did leave his position with some resentment, is my understanding. He left CENTCOM a few months early, and I think that there are questions about whether or not it was because of his wargaming out situations when it comes to Iran that the administration did not necessarily like and approve of.
Yeah.
Mattis is very hawkish when it comes to Iran and thinks, I'm not sure if he's ever stated publicly what he thinks of the Iran deal, but I would be surprised if he were not a skeptic of it. That said, he really is beloved by the military, beloved by Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill. So there'll probably be some questions about his positions, but I do think the fact that he is respected, and also the fact that I think a lot of people who are skeptical of Donald Trump see him as somebody who would be willing to stand up to Trump and be willing to resign if need be, if there were some issue that were that important. I think that's something that people who are skeptical of Trump are grateful for.
Well, between the confirmation hearings and also the preparations for the inauguration and actions by President Obama in his final 3 weeks, including some pardons, it's going to be a pretty busy time here in Washington, D.C., Jake. I look forward to seeing the lead on a regular basis and, of course, every Sunday, State of the Union. Happy New Year to you. I hope you.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
I hope you have a safe one and look forward to talking to you next year.
Sounds great.
It is 8:43 on WMAL.
Attention, Oriental rug lovers. Pooshan World of Rugs' remaining inventory of fine hand-knotted rugs will be auctioned on Sunday, January 1st at 3 p.m. and on Monday, January 2nd at 7 p.m. No reserve on many pieces. Preview daily from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. and 2 hours prior to auction. Free hors d'oeuvres and drinks served during the auction. Pooshan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane in North Bethesda. Call 301-770-RUGS. That's 301-770-7847.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, for those headed northbound to Baltimore on the VW Parkway, just be aware, just past the Baltimore Beltway, there is an accident, the left lane and the left shoulder block. As far as 395 southbound is concerned, right before the Capitol Beltway, watch out. We're still dealing with a disabled truck. In Lorton, Fairfax County Parkway southbound at Terminal Road, there is a crash. All lanes are blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene. However, the northbound lanes are open. Route 32 westbound at 198, a crash. And in Pasadena, Route 177 Mountain Road at Long Hill Road, there is an accident there as well. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories west and north with mainly a cold rain here this morning. It'll be tapering off and we'll get a little sun this afternoon. Temperatures make it near or above 50 degrees with a west-northwesterly wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees at 8:46.
Good morning, sunbeam puts a smile through. Good morning to you and you and you and you. Good morning.
I can't tell you how many times I've been tempted to open every hour of Mornings on the Mall with this song. It's the ideal song for a morning show. And, of course, I have a bit of an affinity to fantastic show tunes. But today it's more appropriate than ever to hear the voice of Debbie Reynolds alongside Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor in the movie that put her on the map and made her an instant legend. Debbie Reynolds died yesterday afternoon, and what a tragic ending of her life, as it came 24 hours after the death of her daughter, Carrie Fisher. It's horrible to imagine. Yet at the same time, there's a bit of, I don't know, sweetness to the fact that a mother seeing her daughter pass away felt such agony for the loss of her child that, according to reports, her last words were, "I want to be with Carrie." I found an interview that the two of them conducted with Oprah Winfrey 5 years ago, and I'd like to share some of it with you. It's pretty great stuff, and you can see the whole thing. I've actually posted it on my Facebook account, there on Facebook, Larry O'Connor, and it's really worth seeing. You know, their relationship has been in the spotlight for decades, and it's, I think, seen as your classic dysfunctional, codependent, loving relationship that, let's face it, many of us have in our lives. And Carrie Fisher, the incredibly talented actress and writer, probably more talented as a writer than an actress, frankly, shed some light on her relationship with her mother in her semi-autobiographical novel, Postcards from the Edge, that then became a movie with Meryl Streep playing the Carrie Fisher role and Shirley MacLaine incredibly, wonderfully, brilliantly playing the Debbie Reynolds role. And it was a tough one. And, you know, she grew up in the spotlight, the daughter of two famous Hollywood celebrities, Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. And she got instant success in the late 70s and became an international star, Carrie Fisher did. And that was during the freewheeling 70s, where drugs and everything was available to her, and she took advantage of all of those things and put her in a place where she was close to losing her life, frankly. And they reflected on that. Here's Debbie Reynolds talking about her daughter to Oprah Winfrey, and especially considering how she passed away yesterday after hearing the news of her own daughter's death. These words are incredibly moving and haunting.
I would say that Carrie and I have finally found happiness.
I admire her strength in survival. I admire that she is alive, that she has chosen to make it. It would have been easy to give up and to give in and to keep doing drugs. I always feel, as a mother does, that I protect her. Who will do that when I'm gone?
Well, she protected her right up until the end, and then her job as mother to her daughter Carrie was complete. And so we lost her yesterday. Here's Carrie Fisher reflecting on her mother. Who better to eulogize Carrie, Debbie Reynolds, than her own daughter?
The funniest thing is my mother goes on the road and works. She gets up and puts her face on and her hair on, and she's just this, she's alive at a time in her life when a lot of people are getting ready not to be. My mother is bigger than ever. I believe my mother knows now, but if she doesn't, it would be good if she did, that I take her advice, that I follow her example, that I respect who she is, and am glad that if that I'm like her in any way, I'm very, very happy that I am.
And how wonderful that Debbie Reynolds was able to hear her daughter say that after the tumultuous life they had together. If you're like me, if you're having family gatherings, oftentimes you encourage your kids, if they have any sort of talent, to sing for the rest of the family, right? So imagine if you're that kid and your mother is Debbie Reynolds. Apparently, Debbie Reynolds used to have Carrie sing, and the two of them would sing together when she was a child quite a bit at clubs and sometimes even on stage on Broadway after the curtain call when she was performing in Irene. But they never did so publicly on mass media until this interview. And I pulled two segments of it, and I want you to hear it because it's, well, it's a good way to say goodbye to both of these two legendary Hollywood actresses.
You remember when you were just a little girl, you wouldn't ever perform, sing. You always shied away, and I always said, I loved you to sing because you have a great voice. But you wouldn't do it. And then we went to New York, and I did a play called Irene, and there was a song I wanted you to sing called You Made Me Love You. I didn't want to do it. I did. I didn't want to do it.
They sang this together just for about 30 seconds during this segment, but then the two of them broke out together with Carrie Fisher taking the lead vocal on, well, a great way to remember these two.
Happy days are here again.
Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, rest in peace, mother and daughter, rest in peace together.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It really is true. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The government just released its 14th report on carcinogens, bringing the total number of known human carcinogens to 248. Now, five viruses have been added to the list, including HIV, Epstein-Barr, and Kaposi sarcoma. They've been linked to more than 20 kinds of cancer. Given that 12% of human cancers are attributed to viruses and there are no vaccines currently available for these five viruses, prevention strategies to reduce infections are even more critical. Also added to the list, trichloroethylene, or TCE, That's an industrial solvent, and also the metallic element, cobalt. Now remember, even if you are exposed to a carcinogen, it does not necessarily mean you're going to develop cancer, but it does mean it's best to reduce your exposure as much as possible. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Larry O'Connor here, and I just love recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros. They've been top-ranked agents by the Wall Street Journal for years. What sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors? They have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Get this, Debbie and Sarah may already have a buyer for you. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar and want to move, call my all pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, and the only agents I would trust to sell my home quick and for the most money. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. 855 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, Larry, we're still dealing with a disabled truck, 395 southbound just before the Beltway. The right lane is blocked. Police and that all-important tow truck on the scene, the Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It is bumper to bumper, about a 9-10 minute commute. Fairfax County Parkway southbound in Lorton at Terminal Road. There is a crash blocking all lanes. Police are there. Rockville Pike northbound in Bethesda at Cedar Lane. There is a crash there as well. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Mild weather and a wet morning coming in as the mild air will win out. West and north winter weather advisories. Any rain around here, the district this morning will end. Breaks of sun later. Gusty winds 52. Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees at 8:57.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Tomorrow, we'll get a preview of the Redskins game with Trevor Maddich. Plus, we'll be wrapping up 2016 and looking forward to getting your resolutions for 2017. Up next, Steve Malzberg is in for Chris Plant. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Larry. How are you? Alan Dershowitz will be here to weigh in on Kerry's speech yesterday. Oh, my goodness. Also, an 8-year-old transgender kicked out of the Cub Scouts. We'll tell you why.